Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want us to talk about a different way to measure up. A different way to measure up. Romans says in Romans 12, verse 2, do not be conformed to this world. You know what I've discovered? That is much easier said than done. We love to measure things, and we have at our disposal highly accurate stuff that can measure just about anything. It can measure the progress of our lives. I mean, we can measure height, depth, density, speed. We can measure almost anything, including the progress of our life. I mean, think about that. We never have to wonder which careers are most prestigious, which jobs are most wanted, which neighborhoods are most exclusive, or which vacations happen to be most glamorous. It doesn't take long to ride down the road and realize which cars are the fastest, which cars are the most expensive, and which cars are unbelievably luxurious. Our culture makes sure that we gauge and they're calibrated really well. Those gauges that we measure life with, they are right down to like nanoseconds of accuracy. We measure how well somebody dresses or looks or walks or talks. But Mark says in chapter 4, verse 24, to listen carefully and be wary of the shrewd advice that tells you how to get ahead in this world. That's found in Eugene Peterson's The Message. The problem with that is that such things are not proper for measuring the progress of life. I mean, be wary of shrewd advice that tells you how to get ahead of the world. I just finished a great book that John Mark Kober wrote, and it was literally talking about how we need to slow down to be more like Christ, how we would ruthlessly get rid of hurry in our life. The problem is, all those things that we measure, including productivity, well, is there anything wrong with them? I mean, there's nothing wrong with careers or communities or cars in and of themselves, is there? There's just not appropriate gauges in the context of listening carefully and being wary of shrewd advice that tells you how to get ahead of this world. There seems to be no gauge, like even in the church world. Boy, if you're successful, you have a massive church. If you're successful, you're a pastor that has tens of thousands of members. If you're a successful author, then you've sold a million copies. But it doesn't work like that. These appropriate gauges in this context, try using them. It's like using a thermometer to measure the weight of a steel beam. Again, doesn't work like that. We have to create and calibrate new gauges for our life, especially in this post-COVID world. We need to be wary of the shrewd advice that tells us how to get ahead in this world and listen to what the author of Romans says and don't be conformed to this world. We desperately need a new metric for our life. How do we count success? How do we properly measure and manage our life? Because honestly, trying to manage and measure the right stuff, like how we're doing as husbands and wives, as fathers and mothers, as followers of Jesus, as neighbors, and how we're doing about becoming more like the Jesus we claim to follow. We need to build new gauges for ourselves, friends, ones that measure things like how many nights you're home for dinner, how often you sit down and pray with your spouse, or how often you have conversation with your children about their fears and about their sorrows and about their dreams. How often we meet with other people in a community of faith, or how often we drop what we're doing to spend time with people in need. We might ought to try to get highly practical and build the ability to say, I want to measure up to the way Jesus has called me to live, that we might chase after him and live more like him each day. My friend, that's my quest today, and I trust that you'll join me in that journey. I'm so grateful that you joined me on today's weekday podcast. Let us chase after peace. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.